This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, June 13th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Ag groups and big oil find common cause. Where the betting money is, and the latest on HPAI. Farm groups join oil industry and challenge to emission standards. Two major farm groups are joining the American Petroleum Institute to challenge EPA 2027 to 2032 tailpipe emission standards that they argue are essentially an electric vehicle mandate. The National Corn Growers Association, the American Farm Bureau Federation, and a group of six auto dealers who collectively operate dozens of dealerships in major markets across the country are joining API on its petition filed in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. 25 states also have filed a challenge in the court. 22 other states have filed to intervene to defend EPA's rule, which the agency says would result in a 49% emissions reduction by 2022 compared to 2026 levels. The farm group's position. While it could take decades to get enough electric vehicles on the road to significantly lower greenhouse gas emissions, ethanol is a critical and effective climate solution that is available now, said Minnesota farmer and National Corn Grower Association President Harold Woolley. We have tried to make this case to EPA to no avail, and now we will make our case in court. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall adds, farmers answered the call to help America be more sustainable by growing the crops necessary for renewable fuels. Now the rug is being pulled out from underneath them with unrealistic emission goals that put years of investment at risk. Republicans follow Bozeman to push for farm bill action. The odds of a new farm bill passing this year remain low. But Senate Republicans are seizing on the release of Senate Ag Ranking Member John Bozeman's proposal to put some election year pressure on Democrats. The betting money would go with some type of extension, said Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas, adding that he'd rather not see any bill passed this year if it doesn't put more money into farm programs. We've got to get it right. I'm not going to sign off on a bad farm bill. I'm not going to sign off on a farm bill that doesn't have farm in it just to get it done, he told AgriPulse. Marshall said Bozeman's plan represents the Senate GOP's best offer to Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow. I'm glad he put it down in writing, and we'll see if she has any interest. Stabenow, of course, says the bill isn't paid for and crosses key red lines for Democrats. Elsewhere, Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa has been vocally pessimistic about a bill passing this year, but he praised Bozeman's proposal. I'm often one to say that we probably won't be getting a farm bill this year, but I'm also first to say that farmers need a farm bill this year and the certainty that goes with it. I sincerely hope this Republican framework will move the farm bill forward, he told reporters yesterday. Keep in mind, Senate races in farm states such as Montana and Ohio could be pivotal in November with Senate control up for grabs. Both the Montana and Ohio races are rated as toss-ups. Iowa reports third dairy herd with HPAI. Avian flu has been found in another dairy herd in Iowa, marking the third operation to be hit with the virus, which has now been confirmed by USDA in 94 herds in 12 states. The Iowa infection was the second detected in Sioux City. The first was found in O'Brien County. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship is, quote, strongly encouraging Iowa poultry producers and dairy farmers to bolster their biosecurity practices and protocols to protect their flocks and herds. Infectious disease experts are sounding the alarm about the virus spread. Matthew Miller, an infectious disease expert at McMaster University in Canada, wrote yesterday that dairy farms are at risk of becoming dangerous incubators for the virus because mechanized milking seems likely to be responsible for spread among cattle. that facility clean procedures often generate airborne droplets that pose a serious risk to human infection. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to Daybreak. USDA, renewable diesel growth fuels greater oil and animal fat imports. U.S. imports of vegetable oils and animal fats have surged to help feed the growing renewable diesel industry. That according to a new report from USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service. The value of all imported animal fats and vegetable oils more than doubled between 2020 and 2023 and are expected to continue to grow next year as the federal government transitions to providing federal tax credits for only biomass-based diesel produced in the U.S., which should incentivize more domestic production rather than imported fuel. This should fuel greater imports of the fat and oil feedstocks needed to produce it, the report says. Keep in mind, growth in renewable diesel is also helping somewhat to offset the impacts of falling U.S. soybean exports amid more competition from Brazil and lowered Chinese demand. Produce industry builds bipartisan support. At the International Fresh Produce Association's annual Washington conference this year, the produce industry and members of the House Specialty Crop Caucus celebrated the representation of specialty crops in every version of the Farm Bill released so far. That's what happens when you work really hard to keep an issue bipartisan, Representative Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan told AgriPulse at the IFPA meeting. The good news is, on a farm bill, it's so important to everybody. It has so many important things for so many Americans that I believe we will get it done by the end of the year. But that doesn't mean it's not going to be a roller coaster before then. Slotkin and other members of the caucus, Representatives Jim Costa of California, David Rouser of North Carolina, highlighted labor, crop insurance, conservation programs, and research funding as other priorities among specialty crop grower constituents. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, June 13th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dallas.